For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, there's a lot of things being said right now that I don't think that anybody could back up. I looked at social media. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. That's all I could. I got Jim and Perry saying he don't want to be hanging around the kids, or Sean doesn't want to be with the kids or anything. Scott Hill is like, whoa, I got pictures of him here with all the kids. I can't accuse him of that. I would never accuse. I mean, the guy gave high school rings to a state championship rings to a high school team, for crying out loud. Now, he might not be going out and about at restaurants and God knows what. I don't know about that. All I know is that if I were, how do I put this? Let me try to put myself in his shoes as best I can, which this will probably be rich, but let me try. If there was, is there a beloved radio show host in Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
Beloved. It could have been you had you have taken three times the salary.
Well, that's why I used the example that I used. Out there. I wasn't going to take three times the salary to go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My God. Okay. Say they loved. Okay. Cataldi just retired, right?
Okay.
Over in Philly.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think he's beloved in Philly. I think a lot of people like him. He's a very successful radio show host, but say he was.
For the sake of this
exercise, they go, you're out, he's in. Unceremoniously, you're out, he's in. And Cataldi was this scion of the community, kissing babies, shaking hands, taking pics. I might keep a little bit of a low profile out and about. I might do it. This is no comparison to what he is. This is as best I can. I can only tell you how I would react. I would keep a low profile. This is what I would do. And he is... I don't think he's kept a low profile. I think he's kept a protected profile. Well, and what he goes out and about and does is what he goes out and about and does. Baker was a different guy, but Baker ain't here no more. But a lot of people like Baker.
It doesn't help that he ends up getting injured last year, and then he's doing his rehab. And where was that? Wasn't most of it in L.A.?
Yeah.
So he wasn't even here all the time. He joined the team, I think, for those games that were out there, but that was about it.
But the last caller we had... is the type of, like, I think that caller's denying the truth. That caller's a caller who wants the quarterback to fail.
Well, I've told you before that this does happen in the NFL when you are done with your coach or you're done with your quarterback, you absolutely root for your team to lose games. You know how I know that? Because I've been in that boat.
You've done it.
I've absolutely been. I'm being honest.
I did. I know a Florida Gators fan, and I was like, hey, and he goes, nah, I don't care. Billy Napier's on his way out. At least that worked out for us. Now we got to hold on to DJ Lagway. I was like, okay.
Yeah, good
so
luck.
There is a there is definitely a contingent who roots for the bad stuff who goes on there. Fix My Life coming up at 7:45, and whether or not I'm going to go full Connor Stallions this weekend, I'll explain coming up.
And we got JW.
And we got JW Johnson coming up at 8:30 this morning. I got to get this Jed Wills clip in before the end of the hour, by the way, because there's a debate raging on him right now. Xavier P., this, folks, speaking of Twitter reactions, he's one of our favorites. Now, I don't want to sound like I'm buttering you up. Xavier P. in Aurora is next up on the Fan. Take it away.
What's up, Ken? What's up, Lima?
Hi.
The guy who was just on, I don't know where he's from. He made me finally call in. Lionel told me, why don't you ever call in? Stop tweeting us 100 million times. Just call in.
I issued the challenge, and here you are. You're a stand-up guy.
So this is the reason why I'm calling. It's because I'm always controversial when I tweet. And I'm sorry, but when people say he doesn't get us, to me, it has a racial connotation, in my opinion. Now, it could be me, but that's what I get. Because he has an annual 7-on-7 tournament in the community for everyone. He's constantly, I think he adopted one of the Pee Wee teams in the inner city. He's with Glenville, but they're in the inner city. He hosts a QB podcast that brings on local QB talent, and he discusses things with them and gets them on air, which probably can help them be recruited. So the one thing he doesn't do, he doesn't show up at Indians games and chugs beer. isn't there, or maybe because he doesn't frequent the Cheesecake Factory or wherever we go.
Hey, watch it.
Watch
it.
That's reckless speculation.
We do the harm and then we go.
You got to be equal.
I know.
He didn't say much else.
Wasn't necessarily in the restaurant.
A lot of people say it, though.
They don't have one on that side.
And he had the Christmas party for 300 kids when he was here. And then we have the he doesn't want to play. He played, and think about how he's been injured. He's rarely, really been injured, and he plays through injury. He had a broken shoulder. He won versus the Ravens with a broken shoulder. I know it doesn't matter to most people, but if you look at what Watson did versus the Ravens, the Kansas City Chiefs took the same blueprint and did the same thing. He rode a bus from Texas to Florida just to play with a collapsed lung. He had a high ankle sprain. I don't get it.
By the way, that's a legendary story that I used to bring up when I was trying to get fans on my side to go get Deshaun Watson. With all that said, Xavier, do you have an excuse for him if he does not play well against Dallas? I gave a litany of them to start out this hour. Ken thought I was crazy. Do you expect him to be clicking on all cylinders?
Okay. Two things. Yes, I do. I think he's going to come out the gate firing because I think this offense is actually going to be better than most people think because I think we're going to have a lot of run after catch. And now our run game might not be on, but I think we're going to be good with a lot of short passes and run after catch. But I think people say excuses when they don't like the person and they give reasons when they like the person. Because
I agree.
When Watson came out and outplayed every quarterback that we faced last year, including Lamar and including Burrow, in the pouring rain, when fans were booing him when he was up 24-3, they were still booing him. Watson played bad. Joe Burrow had the excuse that he had a hurt leg. Well, why was Joe Burrow out there? He was out there. He was playing. Joe Burrow got a reason. Watson didn't look great. Mm-hmm. He has excuses.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
There's always going to be excuses for Watson, but the O-line hasn't played. The receivers haven't been out there. The running backs haven't been out there. But everyone's going to blame Watson for whatever happens on offense and defense. Well, and lastly, when everyone says, comes on the radio and says, when people call him weird, why would he want to come to the community when he has fans and media calling him weird? But when Watson outscores everyone that he plays, including Lamar, I think it's 127 to 42 total in the five games he played.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, how is the defense carrying him when he averaged the same amount of points as Joe Burrow?
Well, what we
Joe Flacco.
Xavier. I gave you a lot of time. I got to let you go. Thank you very much for the call. When it comes to these type of things, I mean, what Xavier just said was 100% right about we find reasons and then we find excuses. If there's someone you don't like, we're going to find a reason against you. If there's someone you do like, we're going to find excuses for you. That knocks it out of the park. That's as simplistic as it can be, and there's a good reason for it. I mean, that's what it is. I don't think, though, that the majority of Browns fans are like a lot of callers that we get. Far from it. On this subject, anyway. I think a lot of them are just tired of having to come up with these excuses for the quarterback that their favorite team got. They want this thing to work out. I don't want to sit here and drag this problem around for the rest of my career and the rest of my life as a Browns fan, that this could be, as they're saying on ESPN, and I think Simmons is saying it, because people keep tweeting at me like crazy about it, like I don't want to play Bill Simmons, where he's saying this is going to be, by the end of the season, this is going to be, what, the worst trade in NFL history? Yeah. I don't want that to happen. No, I do not want to wear that cloak of failure. No. But I'm tired of coming up with different reasons. I'm tired of using one half of football as a way to be excited when there were many halves of football played, and that was 10 months ago. That's what we're tired of.
Absolutely. And I got a text. Shout out to Kirtland for winning the 7-on-7 at Deshaun Watson's Foundation Tournament.
That quarterback of theirs.
They beat the bigger schools.
You see him, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
He might be your Fox 8 player of the year out
He's
there.
Pretty
Holy
good.
Lord.
Pretty big game this weekend. This Friday.
216-474-0092. Eric in Williamsburg, Virginia, listening on the free Odyssey app. Eric, take it away.
Hey, what's going on, Ken? Thanks for taking my call this morning. Yeah, I'm originally from Avon Lake, Ohio. Joined the Navy, came down here, transplant. Part of the Tidewater Browns Backers Association 2022 Club of the Year.
Congratulations on all your success.
Well done. Well done.
Thanks, man. But what I'm calling about is this Deshaun Watson I don't know what you call that guy that had the call. You were saying he's one of them guys just wants to complain, not really a true Browns fan. You know, these guys talking about how much money he costs, like it's the money out of their pocket. I don't really appreciate that. But, you know, you got to give him a chance. He's sitting here on year three. We still got, you know, year three, year four, year five to go. I don't think that what he does in the first game is going to determine whether or not I like him or not, or whether or not I'm accepting him as our quarterback. But it's really going to come down to what we ultimately get to at the end of the season. You know, it's that Super Bowl is what we're striving for. You know, it doesn't have to happen this year. This year, next year, I think, is where our window is. But, you know, it's fun to see him, you know, saying the right things. What's he going to come to a press conference and say, hey, I don't think what I'm really going to do it this year. No, I'm not an elite quarterback anymore, you know?
Lyman and I had that debate at the beginning of the show, Eric, and thank you very much for the call. We had that debate about it. He's going to come out and he's going to say he's still an elite quarterback. But this goes back to what we were talking about on the phone with a previous caller, is that I don't need to hear him say these roundabout ways to say he's no longer an elite quarterback. Any of the other crap, doesn't matter what he says. It only matters what he does. And when we talk about money, you know, this is the case in point. I just looked up how much Myles Garrett's contract is, because I forgot what Myles Garrett's contract is. You know why? I don't care, because he's the defensive player of the year. He's an MVP candidate,
yeah,
legitimately defensively. We don't bring up money of players who are doing well and who are really well-liked along the league. I can't tell you what Patrick Mahomes makes or Joe Burrow makes off the top of my head, or even I already forgot the contract. I had to look it up with CeeDee Lamb makes. What his contract was, he got signed last week. But everybody to a man knows what Deshaun Watson makes in guaranteed money, because it hasn't been worth that money as if it's our money. And we want to make sure it's going to be worth it at some point, because it's not just on that. It's not our money, but it is our time. It is our experience. It's our emotions that play into this. And there are other players that are connected to this. The worse he does, the worse it means for Joel and Miles and Nick and David Njoku and all the guys that we like. Wyatt Teller, all these. Denzel Ward, J.O.K., which, by the way, the interview with him yesterday, amazing. He teaches me something every day. I ain't gonna lie to you, I was having a terrible terrible day yesterday. Again.
Another
I had
one? Back to back.
Not even
belly to belly. Not bad days.
Not even for show purposes. I mean, it was another terrible day, and he made the day a lot better. JOK is a wonderful guy. Our time is tied into this, and so we use the money as that reason. But I had to look up what Myles Garrett's contract is. I forget what Denzel Ward makes. I forget all that. A lot of people want to know what Jed Wills is going to make. They want to know whether or not he wants to play. Jed Wills was asked that question on whether or not he's got the will. Jed Wills has the will to play, and this is what he responded with.
Everybody's going to have their own opinion. And it's this thing that you hear with if it was easy, everybody would do it. I mean, I'm sure everybody's heard that before. It is what it is. If it was easy, everybody would do it, but it's tough, so that's really why I'm doing it.
Thoughts?
I was glad that we finally got a chance to see Jed Wills yesterday and talk. It's unfortunate that he couldn't get his body ready for whatever reason from the injury and everything, and that it's thrown that left tackle situation into flux this year. I want to see him. It is a contract year, Kenny, and it's important that he gets out there so we can evaluate him one last chance. Unless you think the Browns already, the book on him has been written and he can't get any better and we know where he is. But they have to make a really tough decision, but it's been made easier by the fact if he can't play, then we know they're going to move on from him.
Right now, I ran that poll. It is 81% trust Jack Conklin over Jed Wills. I kind of want to even delete it because it's gotten so crazy. Listen, guys, I can tell you what I want to tell you. The sincerity of him has been in question.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I can't question Deshaun Watson whether or not he wants to play. Question has been bandied about with Jedrick Wills. That's all there is to it. And he is in that draft, there's Tristan Wirfs who was drafted after him, and Tristan Wirfs has been way better. Andrew Thomas was drafted before him. Andrew Thomas has been up and down. Mekhi Becton has been mostly down after Jedrick Wills. And Isaiah Wilson really didn't get off to a start. Isaiah Wilson has his own set of problems there. Still, he's a left tackle that I think he's frustrating because you see him play at high levels in highlights. You go to Instagram, Logan T72, the guy who's a big offensive defensive line guru, he shows some of the things that Jed Wills does, and it's frustrating because you know he's capable of that. So the question becomes, well, if you're capable of that and you can't do that consistently, it must mean one thing. He's got to answer that, not us.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.